Andrew, how was the beach?
I caught some eight daggum sharks. It wasn't funny.
Any size? Did you catch any of any size?
They weren't very big at all. Most of them were just little babies for the most part. And I don't think anything over a foot. Maybe just a little bit longer than that, but not much at all. And pretty much everything else I caught, I can't think what they're called. Not snooks or croakers. Caught one of those. It was real small, so nothing really major. Just let them go and let them go back in.
Time, right?
How you been doing?
Complain, it's finally Friday.
I wish I'd have took the whole week off, but anyway, my house had to work my Saturday, so I worked a day and a half day tomorrow.
Okay. Would have had to work in your place, appreciate it.
Got but what, 3-something weeks, almost 4 weeks before July shutdown.
And then you guys be off, what, another week?
A little over a week and a half, so we can get some construction done.
Moving up to that new warehouse facility up there in Tennessee. And they're not going to be off for 4th of July.
Just in anticipation to get everything ready?
I don't know, but she said it wasn't running off of the same schedule that the plant, and there wasn't going to be no shutdown time and that for up there.
And the entire plant will be down for at least a whole week. Maybe, like I said, in the area I work in, assembly, it'll be about a week and a half.
I don't think they handle parts for the plant. They handle parts for, worldwide going other places.
Makes sense.
I hit the new place for 9 months. I just now figured out that one of the ladies in the office is a ham operator.
Figure that one out.
You're talking, and I don't know how the conversation was going. I said something about, the radio guys in the morning. And she's like, hey, wait a minute. And he started from there.
I've only found one other person at work so far. I don't think he actually gets on the radio that much. I know he's got his technician, but I guess apparently his father-in-law runs a bunch of the Western North Carolina DMR repeaters or something. He was trying to explain it to me, but that's the only one I've met so far.
My husband has their licenses since the late 90s, and she's just a tech. She doesn't have her radio hooked up in her car yet. But she's not on too much, but I guess I've ever talked to her because she gets in later and stays later, so we're not on the same time schedule. Here, how's everything down there in Georgia?
Can't complain, it's Friday.
Got corn now, gas prices where they are.
Oh, yeah, I got 2 tanks full now that were, I averaged 60 miles a gallon or better.
50 miles per gallon?
Yep, roger that. It's 60.0, and the week before was 61.6.
Math on my truck and my car, my lease car. And I'm only paying probably 7 cents more per mile in my F-250 than I am with mid-grade gas in that other car.
Does she run mid-grade?
The minimum of 91 octane, or something like that. And we really don't have that around here, so you got to run mid-grade. You can run premium. Gotta be one of the two. I'll find you if they figured it out.
And down there in Hartwell. Come on in here.
A V6 in it, and I get about 20-21 miles to the gallon if I'm lucky. And most of the time I get more like 17.
It's a Honda hybrid. It's a Honda Insight. It's a hybrid in that, and it's so far, man, I've been loving it. And I'm sorry, I forgot your name. I'm in here with Andrew.
Yeah, I just can't get over how expensive regular gas is right now. I mean, mid-grade is 50 cents more than diesel. That's just freaking ridiculous. And diesel's still cheaper in some places than the regular unleaded. It's KO4CS.
In my day, which was long before your day, that the diesel was way cheaper than gasoline.
About $2.99, maybe $3.08 here in Georgia, and unleaded is anywhere from $2.79 to $2.99.
The regular is $2.58, I think is what it was yesterday.
This morning the diesel was $2.74. And the regular unleaded is $2.69.
The truck, and then you won't have to be taking the antenna off.
5 minutes this morning.
My truck the other day, and I went through a drive-through, and it usually works fine, but boy, it's my antenna snagged something, and it just snatched it all to pieces.
What kind of antenna was it?
Comet. It's like a SG7900 or something. It had three load coils on it, and when the little button at the top must have snagged on something, and when it pulled it, it pulled the load coils apart.
Yeah, I've just got a little short dual band antenna on both my car and my truck. Well, my truck's got a longer one, but my car's got a little shorty, and but it does pretty good.
About 18 inches high, and I got it back on the back trunk lip, and it does pretty good.
Back mount on top of the truck, dead center of the roof.
Hang up on top of my roof, but it was like 66 inches tall. And it's like, man, I could smack every branch going in the subdivision. I had to get all the way over to the left to clear some of the trees.
I've had that issue with old antenna I had. I would come down the road and it hit the limbs, and that's why I switched to a smaller or shorter antenna. But, yeah, lightning hit my newest radio Monday and burned it up. So, that went my base station with DMR, so I gotta get a new one.
As those radios are, your homeowners should pay something towards it.
Well, on the home insurance policy, so it was about $500, so, but that's still less than my deductible.
That station premium was $2 or $3.54.
Hey, were you running lightning arresters on your antennas by chance? I'm just curious if they actually work or not.
What makes it so bad is I had two of them sitting on my desk that I hadn't put on, and I was unplugging the radios when it happened. I had my backup radio on top, and I got it unplugged, and before I could get the antenna unplugged on the bottom one, it popped it.
My antennas, I don't know if they actually work or not. I've never really read anything, but I figured it was best to do it while I was putting everything up.
I am, but it's not hooked up when I'm not on the radio.
They work and they don't work, and you got to get this particular brand or whatever, but I think if lightning hits, it's going to... I mean, I took a direct hit. I mean, it fried that radio.
Mine is a test, but I got one, all three of them at the back of the house, and the ground wire runs from those to the house ground rod. So I hope if I ever get hit, it goes to that.
tied in like that. I mean, that's the way you're supposed to do it, so you don't get a neutral impedance imbalance. But like I said, I usually just keep mine unplugged if I'm not on them. And I've been on the radio Monday, and like I said, just a little storm out of nowhere popped up, and I said, well, let me go unplug them, and I just wasn't quick enough.
My base antenna for my 2 meter 70 centimeter, I keep it plugged up because I usually listen to the Greenville Skywarn if it's real bad weather, just to kind of hear if anything's going on. So it's always that. Well, do I unplug it and hope for the best, or do I keep it plugged up and maybe take a direct hit?
First time in 8 years I've had lightning damage. Because usually, like I said, if it's bad weather, I'm usually monitoring Skywarn, and but it was just my time, I guess. And what makes so bad is the radio wasn't even a month old. It was one of the Anytone 578 DMRs from Bridgecom. So, but I got another one on the way.
Good, you got one on the way then.
Called them and told them it was hit by lightning. They didn't laugh, but they just said, we're sorry. There's not much we can do for it. Said, cost to repair it is going to be so expensive. You're close to buying a new one. And everybody I talked with that was pretty knowledgeable said, you know, if it took a hard hit, you may get whatever replaced and still have lingering damage, and I just decided to keep it for scrap parts, get a new one, and move on.
Quick comment. Hey, good morning, November Delta 7 Japan. Just FYI, and it's a little late now, but you can purchase ARRL insurance for your entire shack. It will cover everything, including laptops, coax, towers, antennas, radios, lightning strikes. It's $1.40 for every $100 of coverage, and you have a $50 deductible, and it's almost no questions asked. Lightning strike, they would have bought you a new radio minus $50 at D7J.
When I was talking to a guy Tuesday, and I will be buying that insurance. I figure for, you know, just a few dollars a month or $100 a year, however you want to look at it, I can cover my radios and be covered, and that'll be a lot cheaper than having to buy another radio.
Well, it really covers everything, and I'm guessing your radio took a direct hit through an antenna or some other source. And more than likely, you may find down the road you might have found some other problems with that lightning strike, so it would also cover burned up coax. I mean, anything in your shack that's related to your radio shack is covered. You just have to list it when you're doing the policy. It's very easy to do, and I think you can get up to $15,000 coverage, you know, for whatever that boils down to. $10,000 is $140 a year.
Like I said, it's a good deal for the cost. So when that radio comes in, I'm gonna get everything set up and insured through AWRL, because I am a member. So hopefully it'll hopefully I'll never have to use it again, but I'm gonna have it.
That myself. All right, gentlemen, I'm gonna have to say 7-3 to you. So y'all have a great morning, and be safe on your way on the road. This is KO4CF, and I'll be clearing your finals.
Have a good one, KN4TFW. Be just listening.
Have a good one. This is N4WHM.
Back porch, Bill.
Birds are starting to sing, and the sun's coming up. Looks like just a few clouds, but it's pretty nice this morning.
Right.
Friday. I can feel it already.
Good Fridays. I know I got a easy day at work, or that's the plan anyway, and I got to do a Georgia Hand Club. We're doing a helping out with a bicycle ride. It's a 100-mile ride, and we're going to be running in chase vehicles, so I'm going to be doing that all day tomorrow. So get to play radio for about 10 hours.
We can play radio, right?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. All I got to do is sit in the passenger seat of the van with my radio and give status updates and call in stats, and other than that, I just ride and talk on the radio.
2 meters or 440?
It's going to be in Jackson County, right above Athens, but the Athens repeater covers that area pretty well, so we'll be using the club repeater, and I guess it's the way the loop runs, we're well within the range of the repeater, but I'm going to use a mobile and a antenna and carry my handheld and an external antenna as a backup.
Now that works pretty good, but it don't work worth a nickel going down the road. If you're moving, it just ain't worth anything.
If I'm, you know, in fairly close range to the repeater with an external antenna, but you know, it's at turbo mode, it's only pushing 7 watts, so it does all right, but it's nothing like a regular mobile unit.
I'm gonna hurry today for some reason
so they can get off. I reckon everybody's thinking Friday and the weekend, I'm sure.
Yesterday, boy, the traffic was heavy going home for some reason. I don't know what was different, but it definitely was.
There was nobody on campus, and hardly anybody on the loop in Athens. I was surprised. I get off at 4:30, and I know I beat some of the 5 o'clock traffic, but it was really light coming home. So I was glad of that.
KN4 NAP mobile.
You must be running way late. You would be KN4 TFW.
Right. Running way behind. We had the snail truck tonight.
It's the M4WHM over here in Harlow. Just getting my day started.
Hopefully, in a little bit, I'll be getting mine done.
About to get done, then you're ahead of me. I got about 12 hours to before I call it done, count drive time.
Driving now, so delivering papers, so I hope we should be done in the next hour.
New papers, people don't pay any attention to stuff anymore. They'll run you over if you ain't careful.
Truth there.
It has reached 6 o'clock, so that tells me that it's time to go in and have my Cheerios and get ready to hit the road at 6:30 and head to Athens. So enjoy the conversation, and hope y'all have a great day. So 73 is my friends. This is M4WHM. I'll be clear on your final.
Bill, 73.
73, Bill. You have a good one, a good day, and enjoy playing radio tomorrow. And I'll catch you another time. KN4 TFW.
All day.
Probably the last weekend in this month.
Not sure.
Last weekend in June, always.
might be wrong.
Here is on the 27th, for field day. The last weekend is literally the last day or so of the month, so it's not this weekend, but next weekend, all the stations here in Georgia that I'm part of.
Paper route. and blocking roads and stuff, so ground saturated.
Yeah, the ground's saturated, but the water level's still down up here. So we don't need all the rain at one time, but we need just a steady portion of it.
Not sure where our water table's sitting. It may be low. I haven't heard.
A little spring head right there on my property. And that's how I gauge if water level's low or not. If it gets low, it'll stop running. But if it stays where it's supposed to be, how much it flows is what I can gauge it off of.
Well, growing up, we called that a wet weather spring.
That's what we called them. And, like I said, that's how I use it to gauge what the water level's doing around here. Work out a weekend for you to come up here and play in the creek on that property I bought.
It'll fit your schedule. Just let me know a week ahead. That's all right. I'll be there.
I will do that. I need to get something doing up here. I hadn't even been back up here in weeks.
That other issue straightened out as far as that power line and stuff?
No, I hadn't even met with none of that. Waiting on them to come out and give me the well and septic permits now. That's 12 weeks, so don't get in no hurry.
Those people don't get in a hurry for nobody. I guarantee you that.
Sorry for certain people. You know, people they know that want to help you. They, you don't know you're just want to help you, man. They ain't going to do nothing.
Folks, we ain't got no money. Can't afford any pay for it.
Why, we wouldn't be up this hour of day, would we?
This time of day, well, I can't say that. Probably would be.
If you're there, I probably would be too, but it wouldn't be heading to work. It'd be sitting on the front porch or doing something else.
Yeah, at least have a cup of coffee in my hand.
I'll leave the coffee with you, but I'd probably have me some kind of cold drink.
Always a gallon of sweet tea sitting in the refrigerator.
At least 1 gallon.
Me and her, so a gallon will last us a day, maybe just a little over.
Usually makes 2 gallons at a time for me. That usually lasts me about 3 to 4 days.
The kids are there, that gallon's gone.
I just remember my grandma fussing about that when we came over. She'd have to make tea every day, because we'd go through it.
Better over at Grandma's.
That's a fact. I do miss her.
Granddaughter won't eat slaw, except when Granny makes it. Now when her Granny makes it, all you see is top of her head.
Just bring her over and drop her off at dinner time, right?
And Mom and Daddy and little sister and big brother and his wife and kids are usually there just about every day eating dinner with us. So she works Sunday through Wednesday for Amazon down in Georgia. So weekend she's looking for something to eat.
What's wrong with that? Nothing wrong with the family around her dinner table. But Ed, I'm on day 7-3, and I'm coming up on my black hole. And I'd love to be there when I get out the other side or not. KO4-86, and I'll be clear on your phone.
And be safe if I'm done when you get out. But if not, I'll give you a holler. So 7-3, KO4-86, be clear.
WHM Mobile.
NH Mobile Monitoring.
Hawaii Mobile, listening.
Okay, so go ahead, mobile station.
That's your call sign. This is Q.
Kilo Oscar 4 Oscar Yankee Alpha Mobile.
4 OYA, this is Kilo Oscar 4 November Hotel. My name is Fred. How are you doing today?
Fred, we got Luke on this end. I'm mobile in an 18-wheeler today. What are you up to?
Around myself, I'm currently heading back to my QTH, about to begin a road trip back to my hometown for a silent key that has unfortunately passed away yesterday.
It's about the silent key. Hope everyone does all right with dealing with that.
Yeah, I need to go up there and pay my respects, get some closure and everything. He ain't the only person that's unfortunately passed away, but now I'm about to make this road trip. I mean, make it for a little while now, and I'm glad I'm going to be making it soon.
Don't forget to check the oil, and then keep it between the mail and the mustard once you do get on the road.
Yeah, I'll definitely be on the repeater as long as I can before I get out of the umbrella. I'm hoping I can be under the umbrella at least a little bit of the journey. I'm going to make a little few more contacts before I get off and only run APRS.
I actually use RF finder and repeater book to find repeaters as I travel to try and find people to chat with along the way.
I have to give that a try. I'm actually programming a few of my radio before I leave, but I know I'm definitely going to be talking on the Kilo 4 Mike November repeater whenever I'm back to my hometown.
I found that the $3 app for the RF finder tends to have more of the repeaters on it, but I go ahead and run repeater book as well because sometimes the two apps miss repeaters in the area.
That does RF finder happen to find system fusion repeaters as well?
And you can actually filter it down to whatever style of repeater you want to find. I keep mine filtered for 2 meter with fusion and the FM so that I can just kind of hop through all of them. My radio will select the signal to send out, whether it's analog or digital, according to what I receive. Over.
Yeah, I copy all that. But, okay, that's pretty cool. I'm going to have to give that app a try. I've actually been using a repeater book, but I didn't know about RF finder. I'm definitely going to have to give that a spin whenever I come back from the upstate. Or while I'm up there in my hometown, I don't know. I'm thinking about being up there for a couple of days, so I'll definitely be able to check in the nets up there for a little bit.
One of the nice things about the RF finder is it'll actually map it for you, so you can zoom on the map and find repeaters that are actually next to the interstate along route, where repeater book, you're pretty much limited to north, south, east, west.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to get that app and download then. I'm fortunately about to hit one of my bad zones. It's near my QTH. I'll probably hop on the repeater a little bit later after I get a better zone to actually hit the repeater. But this has been KO4NH. I'll be clear after your final, sir. Thank you for the conversation. I actually enjoyed it.
The conversation as well. Good luck with all your travels and seeing everyone you're going to be seeing. This is KO4OYA saying 73 and good luck.
GHM.
Last of your call sign, HM. This is 204OYA. Go ahead.
I'm doing cross country over here in Georgia, up and down hill, so I may lose you, but just want to see if I can make contact and say good morning.
You too, sir. I'm an 18-wheeler in South Carolina right now. I'm headed southbound on I-26, so there's a possibility I'll be losing the repeater, but good morning to you. Nice hearing you.
Call signs November 4, Whiskey Hotel Mike, and this is Bill out of Hartwell, Georgia, and I'm on the way to Athens, Georgia, on 172 West, about 10 miles out of Hartwell.
Look on that this end? You going for vacation? What's up to?
I work over at the University of Georgia, so I make the hour ride each way every day.
Doing those hour-long commutes every day, and got tired of it, decided to become a trucker and just drive all day every day.
So I could take driving all day every day. I got a lot of respect for you guys, for the, having to put up with all the traffic and crazy people on the roads. I have enough of it just with my two-hour commute a day.
I've come to the firm conclusion that if you're not cussing while you're driving, you're not paying enough attention. I even had an instance riding around with my dad where we were going a grand whopping 6 miles, and he had a lady cuss him out, and I started laughing at him. He couldn't believe I was laughing at him for the fact that he started cussing. He said, well, what do you expect? You're driving. If you're not cussing, you're not paying enough attention. You running the mobile?
THTTY9800. Band.
I'm running the Yazoo FTM400 XDR with a Comet antenna. I'm debating on whether or not I like this antenna or if I'm trying out another one.
Recently switched antennas from a mag mount to a trunk lid mount, and got a little better reception actually. So. Well, I'm fixing to go down a hill where I know I lose signal for a while, so I'm going to say 73, and you be safe out there. This is M4WHM. I'll be clear on your final.
Pumping down the hills myself. Have a good one out there. This is 73. This is KO4YA. Listening.
4-8X mobile.
KP, I see you made it.
Yep, I come out the other side of that black hole.
Headed to the house. My day is done.
Good. Not too late today.
Too bad.
Make it down this mountain without getting ran over this morning.
Everybody's in a hurry this morning.
Yeah, usually it doesn't start till the afternoon. All the craziness on Friday.
I figured people drug in to work and ran away from work.
We'll have another get-together with the group.
Asked me the same thing this morning. I told him I didn't know. We're going to have to get together and get one worked up.
He asked me about it the other day. Told me if I found out anything to let him know. I said, well, you'll know as soon as I do.
Down our way last time, so we need to come up your way this time.
Y'all don't have to do that. That's a little far for some of y'all.
A little far for you.
This is KO4OYA Mobile. Y'all just need to go ahead and change your mindset on how far stuff is to the way the truckers think. If it's less than 600 miles, it's not very far at all.
An hour and a half from where they're at.
600 miles. I'll back on out and let y'all continue your conversation. I just had to get put that little giggle in.
Thanks for all you're doing out there on the road. My dad was a truck driver too, so I know how it goes.
Mine's a trucker, but he got his in the shop having it gone over, so he decided he'd go on vacation. Last I heard, he was in New Mexico.
Mexico just a couple of days ago. It's not that far away.
I think they're working their way up toward Yellowstone and then into Wyoming and then into Montana.
Beautiful country.
Wyoming. I love it out there. But I want to go see what Montana looks like.
Wyoming, then Montana's a lot of the same, but with less wind. Wyoming seems to make its own wind.
Tired from the paper. paper out before I get to go out there because I can't get nobody to work so I can go on vacation.
Oh, I'm here. Yeah, problem is you can't find nobody to work at nothing anymore.
Can't even get somebody to run it and me willing to pay them $100 a day.
That's when the government's offering $200.
Needs to stop passing money out because we can't afford it, and they need to get off their lazy butts and get a job.
100%. They all need to go back to work. Quit using these excuses that they have. But it's going to be hard to get them all back to work now. They're going to have to force them, and it ain't going to be pretty. They're going to come kicking and screaming.
Right. They need to cut it completely off and say, all right, go to work. Their jobs are out there now. It's your turn to be in the pot.
You heard from someone or two every week that they're not going to hire them if they find out they've been sitting on their last year and a half milking the system. They'll just weed them out.
So these going ahead and getting rid of problems before they start.
Problem with that, though, is you're not going to have anything to choose from. So I don't know what they're going to do. That's where I'm heading today, just like I'm doing today. He's had two guys quit on him in the last month.
Apparently, they just don't like to work.
They just don't want to work. Or they think the grass is greener on the other side, and it's usually because it's over a septic tank.
Well, I'm pulling in my driveway, so you have a good one. Be careful. Don't work too hard, and hopefully catch you over the weekend. So set 7-3-T, KM4-NAP. I'll be clear on your final.
Ed, thanks for the ride down the mountain this morning, and you stay safe out there, and I'll keep an ear out for you over the weekend, KO4-HKX, and I'll be listening and monitoring.